told made offensive comments towards a black campaigner. Lady Susan Hussey, who is one of the Queen's ladies-in-waiting, asked Ngozi Fulani where she really came from during a reception at Buckingham Palace. She's since resigned. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak wouldn't be drawn on the incident, but says it's right to call it out.
I have experienced racism in my life, but what I'm pleased to say is that some of the things that I experienced when I was a kid and a young person, I don't think would happen today, because our country's made incredible progress in tackling racism. But the job is never done, and that's why whenever we see it, we must confront it.
Meanwhile, the Duchess of Sussex is seen wiping tears from her eyes in a trailer for a new Netflix documentary. Prince Harry also appears, saying no one sees what's happening behind closed doors. After days of anti-lockdown protests, authorities in China appear to have relaxed some strict COVID policies. Some schools and businesses are reopening in certain cities, but millions of other people will stay confined to their homes. Our correspondent, Helen Ann Smith, is in Shanghai.
The city outbreak in the city of Guangzhou, they've said that in 7 of the districts, they're going to start reopening some businesses. In some parts of Beijing, they're saying that positive people who don't have any symptoms might be allowed to start isolating at home instead of being in a quarantine facility. That would be a very big deal indeed.
Courts heard nurse Lucy Letby trying to kill a baby girl just hours after helping make a banner to celebrate the child reaching 100 days old. She denies murdering 7 babies and attempting to murder another 10 at a hospital in Chester. Ian Blackford is standing down as the SNP's leader at Westminster. He's held the role for more than 5 years. And Belgium manager Roberto Martinez is standing down following their shock exit from the World Cup. It was confirmed after a goalless draw against Croatia. That's the latest. I'm Anna Bates.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hi, it's 2 minutes past seven. You're listening to Phoenix 98FM. Hope you're well on this Thursday evening. I'm John Chubb. Welcome into the Non-League Hour. playing that one, of course, in tribute to Christine McVie, who we sadly lost yesterday at the age of 79. One of the many Fleetwood Mac songs that she sang lead vocals on from 1987's album Tango in the Night. That was Everywhere. I'll be doing a fuller tribute to Christine McVie on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. I'm going to come up with something for my musical feature, the post-match warm down, and that will be on the show right about 5:30 on Saturday afternoon. Right now, though, it's Thursday evening. It's 7 minutes past seven. It's the non-league hour on Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. And first of all, I'm going to talk about the FA Cup because it was the second round last weekend. A few surprises. Dagenham and Redbridge of the National League were at home to Gillingham, struggling badly at the moment at the foot of League Two. Only Hartlepool are below them. The Gills currently in 23rd. place under Neil Harris, and the Daggers came very, very close to winning that tie at Victoria Road. They grabbed the lead 10 minutes from time through Josh Walker before Scott Cashkit levelled for Gillingham 2 minutes into injury time. And I know Harris was quoted as saying after the match that he felt Dagenham were the better side and that his team didn't really deserve a replay, which was a very honest assessment, I thought. But a replay there will be, and that will be at Gillingham's Priestfield Stadium next Thursday. And what a prize for the winners. The winners of that replay will be at home to Leicester City of the Premier League in the third round. Wow. And the third round ties take place on the weekend of Saturday the 7th of January. So, obviously, that meant that Dagenham and Redbridge weren't in National League action on Saturday, but other results meant they are still ninth in the table following a decent run of results recently. Southend United, meanwhile, were in National League action, and they have now lost two in a row after going 11 games unbeaten previously. They're still in fifth place, though, despite losing 2-0 away to Aldershot Town on Saturday. And I mean, there's been more shenanigans at the club this week with members of staff not being paid, at least on time. Apparently, the players got paid today, but that was a day late, so I really don't know what's going on there. Anyway, let's take a look at the National League South. And on Saturday, it was a great result for Chelmsford City, winning 3-1 at Worthing, who began the day in second place. Claret's still fourth. Braintree Town got back to winning ways with a 3-2 win over Hungerford Town at Cressy Road, and are still fifth. They really struggled last season, you might recall, the Iron. They only won 11 National League South games all season. They've already won 10 this campaign so far. So things going better for them under Angelo Harrop this season. They're currently in fifth place behind Chelmsford. Concord Rangers, though, their four-match unbeaten run ended on Saturday with a 3-1 defeat away to Dartford, who are now at the top of the table. Concord do stay in 19th place, though. Going to talk Isthmian Premier League shortly after we've heard from Johnny Marr. This is Newtown Velocity.
I'm gonna take you up.
Going to digress slightly. I know it's not normally related, but if you're following the World Cup, you might like to know there's been goals in both of tonight's Group E matches. It's Costa Rica 0, Germany 1. Serge Gnabry has put the Germans in the lead. And in the other match, Japan 0, Spain 1. Alvaro Morata has scored in the first half. So as things stand, Spain and Germany would both be through.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
And on this week's Phoenix Sport, a featured match came from the Isthmian Premier League, where Billericay Town and Canberra Island resumed Premier League rivalries at New Lodge for the first time in six seasons. And it was Billericay who took local bragging rights. Matthew Price, ex-Canberra Island player, scored the only goal of the match for Billericay. 20 minutes from time. Good attendance at New Lodge for that match. 950 watched that one. So Matt Price continuing his fine form for the Blues since he signed for them from Brentwood Town recently. But on Monday night, Billericay travelled to Carshalton and lost 2-0. But the biggest game of the day in the Isthmian Premier League was at the top of the table, where leaders Potters Bar Town faced second-placed Hornchurch. And it was an instant-packed game, as it turned out. A great ad for the Isthmian Premier League, according to the report I've read in the non-league paper, included three penalties, actually. But Hornchurch ended up winning 5-2. Hat-trick from Liam Nash. Sam Higgins got a brace as well. One of those came from the penalty spot. And Potters Bar scored a couple of penalties as well. The Hertfordshire club stay on top on 37 points, but the Urchins just behind them on 36. And crucially, Hornchurch have a game in hand on the leaders, having played 17, whereas Potters Bar have played 18. Meanwhile, Avery is still third, despite being held to a goalless draw by Kingstonian Parkside. Bowers and Pitsy drew 2-2 at Lewis, but they fared less well on the road on Wednesday night when they lost 4-1 at away to Folkestone in Victor. They did actually level the scores on 36 minutes through Jamal Allen, but after conceding a penalty on 32 minutes. But Folkestone scored three times in the second half to give them a comprehensive victory. So Bauer was still struggling in 19th place. Canvey have moved down one place to 7th following their defeat at Billericay. But they've got a game in hand over Carl Shulton, who went above them after beating Billericay on Monday night. Canvey have played 17 on 28. Carl Shulton, meanwhile, they're on 18 points and 30 points. So, as I said, first... Potters Bar Town, behind them Hornchurch and Aveley. Enfield Town and Bishop Stortford occupy the other playoff spots. At the other end of the table, Bowers and Pitsy still in 19th, still with only two wins from their 18 league matches this season. Just below them, Brightling Sea Region, Herne Bay and Corinthian Casuals bring up the rear. So let's take a look at what happened in the Isthmian North on Saturday as well. There were no midweek fixtures in the Isthmian North. Very few midweek fixtures this week, mainly due to the Wales England match taking place on Tuesday night. Just the odd one on Monday and Wednesday here and there. So AFC Sudbury beats Great Wakering Rovers 5-0 and they stay at the top of the table. But Hashtag United aren't that far behind them now. They're just 4 points behind and they're up to second place. They're fine. Form continuing. They beat Basildon United at the Salmon Stadium by 3-0. It was good for Heybridge, who are now in third place, a point behind Hashtag with a game in hand. So they're in a decent position. They beat Felixstowe and Walton United by 2-1, thanks to goals either side of half-time from Kieran Jones and Cuba Gordon. Lowestoft Town and Stowmarket Town make up the other playoff spots in the Isthmian North. Elsewhere, there was a good win for Tilbury away to struggling Goulston. They scored 5 goals to the home side's 2. Martin Tuohi got a brace there. Charlie Morris, Tom Salter and Darnell Kitambo late on from the penalty spot for the scorers for the Dockers. And East Surrey United, they're in 8th place following a win over 4th placed Lowestoft Town. Good victory for them, winning 1-0. Roman Michael Purcell scored the only goal of the match a few minutes after the hour. Holbridge Sports, it's been a struggle for them so far this season, but they managed to win over 10th place Grays Athletic. Holbridge currently in 16th. Darius Guinea and George Smith either side of half-time for Holbridge. Coggeshall Town continue to struggle, though they are still at the foot of the table, the only side in the whole league without a win. They were beaten 3-0 away to New Salamis. Elsewhere, it finished Witham Town 2, Maldon and Tiptree 4. So the Jammers continue to pull away from trouble against 12th placed Witham. Maldon and Tiptree, they were actually 4-0 up after an hour. Scott Kemp, Roman Campbell, Scott Kemp again, and Harvey Sayer, the scorers for them. Adam Vice scored a couple in the last half hour for the host Witham, including one from the penalty spot, 9 minutes from time, but it wasn't enough. And Brentwood Town, well, their indifferent form continues. They were beaten 1-0 away to Wroxham on Saturday. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Walthamstow, they drew 1-1 away to Biggleswade Town. Waltham Abbey, there was a win for them. They beat Hadley by 2-0. But Harlow Town were beaten away at Cirencester Town, who won that match by 2-0. Waltham Abbey in 8th place. Walthamstow currently 12th. And Harlow Town, they are in 16th place currently. Bit of a dance floor classic from the 80s before we carry on. This is Cameo, Single Life.
One by one, I don't wanna get too serious. I just
25 minutes past 7 on a Thursday evening, the 1st of December. My name's John Chubb. You're listening to the Non-League Hour on Phoenix 98 FM. You're going to talk about the Essex Senior Cup now, because the final third round ties took place this week. The very last ones last night. There was one on Monday, though, and it took place at the Len Salmon Stadium, where Hashtag United of Yisbian North faced Canvey Island of Yisbian Premier League. It was 1-1 after 19 minutes. The resulting shootout, though, was won by the Gulls by 5-3. So Canvey go through to the fourth round. Meanwhile, in last night's three remaining third round ties, it was goalless after 90 minutes at Spa Road, where Witham Town of the Yisbian North took on Stansted of the Essex Senior League. But Witham won the shootout 7-6 to go through. And also, Saffmolden Town of the Essex Senior League faced Walthamstow of the Southern League Central. And Saffmolden won that one by 2-1. And finally, Basildon Town, enjoying a decent first season in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South. They took on Grays Athletic from the Yisbian North, but Grays won that one by 3-1. So tonight, the draw has taken place during the last couple of hours for the fourth round of the Essex Senior Cup, and it's as follows: Concord Rangers versus Grays Athletic. Billericay Town, meanwhile, travels to Harlow Town. It's Colchester United versus Saffmolden Town. Chelmsford City face Coggeshall Town at Melbourne Park. Witham Town play host to fellow Isbian Northside East Southwark United. It's Bowes and Pitsey versus Cam Island. Romford will play Hornchurch, and Southend United will face Braintree Town. So, on to the Essex Senior League now, and a look back at what's happened this week. The results from Saturday: Barking beat Stanway Rovers 5-1. Buckhurst Hill beat Salbridgeworth by 4-1. Bit of a surprise result at the Newham Leisure Centre, where Clapton beat Romford by 4-3. Quite a game there, by the sound of things. It finished Housted Town and Neil Stansted 4. Ilford 1, Athletic Newham 3. Little Oakley, Neil Woodford Town 1. And it was Saffron Walden Town, Neil Enfield the leaders 3. And during the week, meanwhile, there was a tie. Was this a cup match, or was it? No, these are all league games, actually. Southend Manor, their wretched season continued after they were beaten 4-0 by Takeley on Saturday. Sorry, I missed a couple of Saturdays. West Essex 0, Redbridge 1, and White Ends 1, FC Clacton 2 were the others. Last night, Woodford Town 8, Southend Manor 0 was the final score at Ashton Playing Field. So Manor, bottom of the table, the only side in the league without a win. It just gets worse for them by the week, doesn't it, sadly. Enfield, they maintain their place at the top of the league, winning 6-2 away to White Ensign. And the other match last night finished Takeley 1, Salbridgeworth Town 1. So Enfield still top, played 15 and on 39 points, 3 clear of second place Redbridge, plus they've got the 2 games in hand, of course. FC Clacton just behind Redbridge in third. They've played 15 and we're on 34. West Essex played 17 on 29, and Little Oakley, who have played 16 and they're on 29, they make up the other top 5 positions. Southend Manor, as I say, still bottom, just the 2 points. Clapton, though, that win over Romford did them a world of good. That was only their 3rd win of the season, and it takes them up to 10 points. We'll take a look at the Thurlow Nun very shortly as well.
Trip tonight you in, it's
It's a coming song from Pale Waves, and that is called Clean.
98. FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
So just a quick summary of the results from the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South on Saturday, where it finished. Benfleet, Neil May and Baker to a blow to Benfleet's promotion hopes. Another side doing well though, Burnham Ramblers. They beat Tower Hamlets by 3-2. It finished Coggeshall United 1, Hackney Wick 1, North West London 4, Enfield Borough 2. And it was a win for Basildon Town at Newbury Forest. And Sporting Bengal United, who are in FA Vars action this Saturday. More of that later. They hosted Parkview. And after Parkview had led 2-0 at half-time, United came back to win that one by 4-3. And it was a very good win for Frenford, the league leaders. They were away to St Margaretsbury on Saturday, and they won that one by 5-1. And with no Town, they played host to fast improving Canons Wood, who ended up with a 4-1 victory after the scores had been level at the break. It was 1-1 at half time at Broad Lane in that match. And one other match in the Thurlow Nun Division 1 South on Saturday finished Wormley Rovers 3. Barkingside 0. So looking at the league table, Frenford just 1 point clear of Stanway Pegasus. Frenford on 37, but they've played 17 and Stanway Pegasus have played 2 more. Burnham Ramblers in third, who like Pegasus have played 19, they're on 34. Wormley Rovers in fourth, played 17 and they're on 32 points. And Benfleet, despite that defeat, they remain in the playoff positions. They have played 19 and they are on 32 points. Transfer news coming up fairly soon.
Join Patrick Sherring for Friday's edition of 1-2-3. Conversations with guests from the community and beyond. The Friday teaser quiz, a vintage chart, live music sessions, and so much more. So spend your Friday 1-2-3 with Patrick here on Phoenix FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh,
There's a group whose star shone very brightly in the early 1980s, albeit for a very brief period. Nick Haywood on lead vocals, of course, Haircut 100 and Love Plus One. Just coming up to 20 minutes to 8, you're listening to the Non-League Hour of Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and what we do here each week is take a look at the non-league scene right across our area, Essex going into East London. We take a look back at what has happened on the field during the last week, what's coming up in the next week, and we also look at the transfer news as well, because if you happen to be new to non-league football, the transfer window doesn't apply to that. So you still have players moving during the season, so we still get quite a few comings and goings. So take a look at what's been happening locally this week. Dagenham and Redbridge have allowed their striker Aaron Blair to return to Braintree Town on loan for the rest of this season. That was agreed a few days ago. I believe Blair has had a previous spell at Cressing Road as well. Meanwhile, in Isbien North, Malden Tiptree had a couple of new games in their squad for their victory at Witham Town on Saturday. You might recall me saying earlier they won there by 4-2. They brought in Toib Adeyemi and Danny Nesbitt. Adeyemi, a defender, has been with Stanray Rovers recently, but he used to play for the Jammers' local rivals, Haybridge Swifts. And his other previous clubs include Bowes and Pitsy, Walthamstow and Barking. Nesbitt, meanwhile, also a defender, and he also came in from Stanway Rovers, and he came on as a substitute during the match. He has had spells with Romford and Witham Town, but he spent the last two seasons with Stanway Rovers. Meanwhile, staying in Isbien North, East Thurrock United yesterday confirmed the return to the club of Ben Rice, who spent last season in the first team, and he was a big favourite with their supporters. He made 49 appearances last season. He joined the club from Ipswich Town, where he'd been part of the academy and their under-21 team. And he began this season with Brentwood Town, for whom he played 8 games, but he's now returned to Rookery Hill. And East Thurrock have also announced that Ben Stewart's loan from Aveley has been turned into a permanent deal. Meanwhile, staying in Isbien North once again, Witham Town defender Ellis Ashworth, who joined the club in the summer, has returned from the club he joined them from. He's gone back to Basildon United after just 3 matches for Witham. Ashworth played for a time in the USA, and he had a spell at Harlow Town. Only played 2 games there, but last season he played 17 times for Basildon before his move to Witham, but he is now back at Gardeners Close. And we begin our preview of the weekend's and next week's midweek matches after we've heard the current one from Sam Fender. Good song this, Wild Grey Ocean.
Wild grey ocean, buried in my coast town muscles, through weekdays and 9 to 5. Finish working, compartmentalized, with a wild grey ocean buried in my thank you.
Join me, Joe Bailey, 8 till 10 every Sunday night, playing you the finest alt, pop and indie tracks, new and old. Of course, new releases, interviews and guess the intro. So I'll see you then, 8 till 10, Sunday, here on Phoenix FM.
And Joe was my special guest on Phoenix Sport on Saturday afternoon. She came in during the second hour of the show. We had a really good conversation focusing on the controversy surrounding the World Cup in Qatar. And we also talked about her love of West Ham United, where she's a devoted fan. She's a season ticket holder for both the men's and the women's sides. And we also talked about her involvement with Pride of Football and Pride of Irons, an organisation for LGBTQ plus supporters of West Ham United, where Joe is the co-chair. If you want to have a listen to that, if you go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and go to the sports section, click on a nice little photo of me there, and a blog of the show, complete with a podcast on it, will come up, and you can listen to that at your leisure. So let's take a look at what's coming up locally in non-league in the coming week, shall we? First of all, focusing on the National League, and after their FA Cup adventures last Saturday, Dagenham and Redbridge are back in National League action, where they will hope to continue their fine run against bottom club Torquay United at the Chigwell Construction Stadium. Southend United, they're at home as well. They will be looking but to get back to winning ways after two disappointing defeats. They face Altrincham, who are currently in 16th place at Roots Hall. Meanwhile, in the National League South, this coming Saturday, tough one for Chelmsford City. Big game for them. They face Dartford, top of the table at Melbourne Park. I say tough one. Chelmsford are going very well themselves, and in fact, they've lost two less games than the Darts have. So I think that's going to be a cracking game at Melbourne on Saturday. Meanwhile, Concord Rangers, they face Hemel Hempstead Town, currently in mid-table at the Aspects Arena, whilst Braintree Town, they travel down to Taunton Town. By the way, quite a few matches kicking off at 12:30 or 1 o'clock this weekend. All three of those matches are 12:30 kickoffs because, of course, there was a possibility that had England finished second in their group in the World Cup, they would have been playing their round of 16 match at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. So many matches this weekend have been moved, including the Daggers and Southend's matches in the National League. By the way, as well. As it turns out, though, England won the group. They will be playing on Sunday night. And instead of playing the Netherlands tomorrow afternoon, as they would have been, they will be in action against Senegal on Sunday evening instead. By the way, it's half-time in both of those Group E matches. Just to let you know, it's Costa Rica 0, Germany 1, and Japan 0, Spain 1. But getting back to non-league, as that's what we're here for, let's take a look at the Eastbourne Premier League for this Saturday. And there is a game. Oh, there's one game on Friday. I nearly forgot. Billericay Town, they travel to Margate tomorrow night. Margate coming in 16th place. Billericay, they're 11th. Meanwhile, on Saturday, Bowers and Pitsy, they have a tough one against second-placed Hornchurch. Canvey Island will be looking to face their falls their way back into playoff contention as they host Folkestone Invicta at Park Lane. And Aveley, meanwhile, coming in third place, as I said earlier, they travel to West Sussex to take on Horsham, who are currently in 10th place. A few games in midweek as well. Canvey travel to Hastings United on Tuesday night. Billericay away to struggling Herne Bay, and Hornchurch face Folkestone Invicta. All three of those matches kick off at 2:45. Bowers match, by the way, on Saturday against Hornchurch, that is a 2 p.m. Kick-off. Aveley's match at Horsham is at 1 p.m. Canvey versus Folkestone, that is 3 p.m. kick-off. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian North, There's one game tomorrow night at Cockeshall Town. Still looking for their first win. They take on Harwich Sports. On Saturday, Basildon United take off on East Surrey United. Brentwood Town hosts Leaders AFC Sudbury at the arena. Whittam travel to Felixstowe Walton. Grays Athletic take on Bury Town. That one is a 2 o'clock kickoff. That is Great Wakery Rovers versus Hashtag United. Haybury Swift travel to Lowestoft. Walden Tiptree take on Goulston, just below them in the league. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff. And Tilbury finally face Wroxham. All the ones that I didn't mention the kickoff time of are still 3 o'clock kickoffs. There's a few games on Tuesday night as well. Brentwood Town take on Bury Town again at the arena. Grays Athletic travel to Stowmarket Town and Haybridge Swifts make the trip to Wroxham. Meanwhile, in the Southern League Division 1 Central, Harlow Town, their way to struggling Aylesbury United on Saturday. Waltham Abbey travel to Kempston Rovers. Walthamstow, they host Welling Garden City, a couple of places above them. Waltham Abbey's game kicks off at 3. The other two are 12:30 kickoffs, by the way. Meanwhile, in the Essex Senior League, there's one game tomorrow night, Buckhurst Hill taking on White Ensign. And on Saturday, Clacton versus West Essex, and Stanway Rovers take on Woodford Town. Both of those kick off at 2 o'clock. The other games will kick off at 3, Barking versus Takeley, Leaders Enfield versus Clapton, Ilford versus the bottom club, Southend Manor, Saffron Walden Town versus Little Oakley, Saltbridge Worth Town versus Halstead Town, and Stansted, they take on Redbridge in second place. There's also some League Cup ties taking place during the week next week, and I'll run through those on next week's programme. Meanwhile, in the Isthmian, not the Isthmian, the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North, just a quick look at Saturday's fixtures there. The standout one is Frenford, top of the table, versus Burnham Ramblers, not far below them. That is really the standout tie in the Thurlow Nunn, standout match in the Thurlow Nunn on Saturday. And also on Saturday, it's the third round of the FA Vars. And there's still some local interest there with Romford of the Essex Senior League away to Whittlesea Athletic of the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 North. Hopefully we'll have updates on that during the show on Saturday from Joe O'Sullivan. There's a couple of East London sides still in. Sporting Bengal United of the Thurlow Nunn Division 1 South. They're at home to Deal Town, who play in the Southern Counties East Premier Division. And meanwhile, Athletic Newham, they have a trip to the Channel Islands. They go to Jersey Bulls, who play in the Combined Counties League Premier South. So Romford, Sporting Bengal and Athletic Newham all in action on Saturday, and we wish them all the very best of luck.
If we
featuring a great Jemel Johnson on lead vocals, chairman of the board. Give me just a little more time. Great bit of vintage soul there. But if Indian alternative is more your bag, I would recommend you spend the rest of this Thursday evening listening to Phoenix FM. Coming up at 10 until midnight is Bumper to Bumper with Gareth Williams. But the next voice you will hear on Phoenix FM is that of Paul Golder, who is going to be here between 8 and 10 with Resurrection. As for me, I should be back on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoon with Phoenix Sport 3 till 6 p.m. Hope you can join me then. If not, I'm back next Thursday, all being well, 7 till 8 p.m. with the non-league hour. Take care, and as it's the 1st of December, I'm going to let you have one of these, because I'm nice like that. Christmas tunes are here. Take care, thanks for listening, and good night.